Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
During the 2016 presidential campaign, the assertion was made often that candidate Clinton should be locked up for her handling of her email while Secretary of State. Mr. Trump and others also said that if she were elected, we would waste time and taxpayer dollars on the investigation of her activities and would never get anything done. If it wasn't so serious, it would be funny that this is where we find ourselves today with the Trump presidency. If you for 1 minute think this doesn't cost tons of money, think again. The FBI is investigating whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to meddle in an American election. There is an investigation of the same nature in both the House and the Senate. These are serious charges and should be investigated. This is not a whim. High-ranking people met with high-ranking people from the Trump campaign in Russia. We know this to be true. Even our attorney general lied or misspoke under oath when he said he had no contact with the Russians. He has admitted this because he was found out and has since amended his testimony. I can't help but wonder how he would feel if Mrs. Clinton had said the same sort of thing. Would he be so cavalier about it? In case you forgot, the FBI cleared her of wrongdoing in the email issue. She was called sloppy in her handling of the emails, but when was the last time a prosecutor commented on non-illegal behavior when he said no illegal activity took place? To date, we have the former head of the national security position fired for lying to the vice president. We know he lied about the meetings, but we don't know what was discussed. We also know the former campaign manager made millions from Russian business deals, but we don't know if anything was illegal. We know that the president's advisor and son-in-law met with Russians. We don't know what was discussed. There are, unfortunately, others that have done the same. Yes, we do not know if there was wrongdoing, but the activity was suspicious at best. Then, when candidate Trump invites the Russians to hack Mrs. Clinton's emails in a public campaign speech, it doesn't help to dispel the question. So we need to take this time to investigate. On the one hand, we need to know if laws were broken and treason took place. If so, all parties involved should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. If sloppy behavior was involved, the administration needs to publicly clean up its act. If nothing was wrong, we need to clear the air and get this behind us. When President Nixon was under investigation, it took members of his own party to step up to the plate and lead the way. There were a few, but I remember Howard Baker as a leader and an American hero. In my book, he did the right thing. Because he was also a Republican, the investigation was depoliticized. Who will be the Howard Baker of our time? This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.